This is the Action Movie Guys Podcast, bringing you action movie reviews from across the decades, plus box office numbers and insight like never before. And now, your hosts of the Action Movie Guys Podcast, Alex and Nate.
What's up, everyone? Welcome to episode number 320 of the Action Movie Guys Podcast. I'm your host, Nate, and this is my co-host,
Alex Figueroa.
And on this episode, Alex, we are starting a new month. It's January. It's a new year. It's a new month. And we're going to be doing some cops and robbers movies. So all of the movies we're doing this month have to do with some sort of cops as a main character. Some of them might be a heist movie. Some of them might be dirty cops. Some of them might be both. It might be a mix, but that's kind of the theme of the month. And we're starting off with a movie from 2016. Called Triple Nine. Now, this is directed by John Hillcoat. If you're not familiar, he directed a movie called Lawless with Tom Hardy, Shia LaBeouf, a very good kind of old-time gangster crime movie. Also, The Proposition, which was like a great Australian Western.
Yeah.
He directed that too. So, Alex, before we get started and I give you these Rotten Tomato scores, had you ever seen this movie? And of course, I love to ask, had you ever heard of this movie before?
Okay, one, I never heard of this movie.
Okay.
Like, at all. I never even heard of it. It even existed. Okay?
Yeah.
Two, it was fucking hard to find this damn thing on Apple TV. Cause I was like 999 and it gave me 999. Oh. Then I was like 999 movie and then it gave me 999.
Oh, you were talking it.
Yeah, I was talking.
That's why.
So then I was like, you know what? When you sent me the screenshot and then you were making fun of me going, it is a movie. So I was like, okay. And I saw the Paramount Plus. I said, oh yeah. So I went to Paramount Plus and then I typed it and then bam, I had it. I said, okay,
so you watched it on Paramount Plus.
Yes, I did. I like Paramount Plus. I think that's my Paramount go-to. Plus is good.
It's because ever since I got that Showtime thing added in, it's even
better. Yeah, it's been honest. My go-to, to be honest with you.
I had this on Vudu, so I owned it. So it was easy for me to find I just went. But I have so many movies in there, so to find it, I don't like to type on the remote and do it. So like, I just went to Avatar, The Way of Water, and then I clicked on Kate Winslet, because I know she was in it, and then it...
That is so lazy.
That's my shortcut, dude. I got a shortcut. Well, anytime I have to find a movie I have on Vudu, I just go to one that's like at the top. I'd be like, all right, who's in it? Oh, this guy's in it. And then I just click. All right. Now, I got to say, these Rotten Tomato scores, not amazing. Not amazing. It doesn't matter. I mean, maybe we agree, maybe we disagree. But this is sitting at a 55% with the critics. Okay. 55. Audience score is 41. So it's actually lower with audiences than it is with critics, which doesn't always happen with our movies that we do here. It's usually the other way around. But any surprises there as far as the critics and audience?
I'm very surprised with the audience. With this type of cast, I'm very surprised the audience.
Yeah, I agree. So you said it, and this is what I was going to tell you off air. Listen to this cast. If this is not one of the like best casts, as far as just on paper, the names of the people that are in this movie. Okay, you got Casey Affleck. We got Chiwetel Ejiofor. Aaron Paul. Anthony Mackie. Woody Harrelson. Two-time Oscar winner Kate Winslet. Gal Gadot. Norman Reedus. Teresa Palmer. Michael K. Williams. Clifton Collins Jr. I mean, literally every single person who pops up is someone you know. You've seen them, or they've been nominated for awards, or they've won, or they've been Wonder Woman. That's all I'm saying. She was pretty hot in this movie. I'm not gonna lie. this was pre-Wonder Woman, because this is 2016. So this was like a Fast and Furious Gal Gadot. She was just in like Fast and Furious 4 and 5 and 6, whatever. It was around that time. So she wasn't as famous yet. Incredible cast. Let's get to it, because this is going to be one that we're going to have to navigate some avenues here. So for lead character, technically, this is an ensemble. This is an ensemble. And it reminded me in a way of Den of Thieves, in that it follows the villains pretty much as it follows the good guys, really. The difference is that the good guy here, Gerard Butler, is like a dickhead in Den of Thieves. And the good guy here is Casey Affleck's Chris Allen. He's a straight-laced, cop. So take it away.
Okay, so just because you have this all-star cast, it's like baseball. You can have the best roster and doesn't mean it's gonna be good.
Don't mean they're winning the World Series.
They mean they ain't making the playoffs. So with that said, in terms of this is why I love breaking down stuff in this channel. Casey Affleck, I'm gonna be honest with you, bro. I know him. I like him a lot in the Ocean movies, right? He's in the Ocean movies. He plays one of the brothers.
He's like one of the little side guys. He was always with Scott Conn.
Okay, so I like him in those movies. I really can't see the hype on his acting. And I don't see much movies with him. So I'm like, how the hell did he win an Oscar? Like, I don't know. He didn't win it for this movie. I know he won it for like an artsy fartsy movie.
Manchester by the Sea.
Yeah, see, that's an artsy fartsy movie. So, because other than that, I'm like,
You've never seen Baby Gone?
Gone Baby Gone. No, I didn't see
Ben Affleck directed his first movie, and Casey Affleck's the lead. Oh, he's really good in that. I think you might like it.
Okay.
Or maybe you won't, actually.
I'm not saying that he's a bad actor. What I mean is, I'm just trying to figure out, because when you see someone win an Oscar, you're thinking their presence is very big and grand in these type of movies. He's okay here. I didn't see him as that Oscar award winning lead or whatever, but his character was cool. I liked type cop traits that he has here. That's my favorite. He's the know-it-all. He comes from another station. You put him in this division, and they got the dirty cops telling him what to do. And he's like, nah, man, I'm doing it my way. If you don't like it, get the fuck out my face. And I'm like, yes, I love that type of cops. I don't know why. There's things I love. I love heist movies. Yeah. I love dirty cops and good cops just face each other off because it's just awesome. And then you got the balls to the wall action movies that, it is just far-fetched, but it's just still awesome sauce. But this type of movie, he was really good. Like I said, the character is very well family man. He's related to Woody Harrelson's. He's the cousin or the uncle or the nephew of Woody Harrelson. So that is really cool there, the dynamics between the two. Woody Harrelson is just a weird ass dude in this movie. He does drugs everywhere. And he's actually pretty cool. I like Woody Harrelson a lot. Great actor.
Yep.
But I think, one thing is that he did blend in with everybody. And he did look like the role. There's certain people that they give them this dirty cop or they play a cop and you oh, this guy does not fit as a cop. Casey Affleck does look like a cop. I was like, yo, he looked really good.
He had long hair.
Yes. And a scruffy face made him look mature like a cop does. He just looks stressed the fuck out. And I was just okay. I was like, you know what? He's really good. So with that said, I gave him a 4. I thought he was great. I thought he was a great character. The character himself, I thought he was great. Again, great to follow.
Well, I was worried there for a second when you started.
You thought I was going to give him a 2.
I was like, this guy, I hate
him. Doesn't know movies.
No, but you hit, I agree with pretty much what you said. As far as Casey Affleck's acting goes, this is a different role for him. I know I just said he plays a cop in Gone Baby Gone 2, but it's very different. That's in Boston and, they're Affleck guys. They're Boston guys. So it probably feels more at home, but still a different character. But I bought him. I bought him as at first I was like, oh yeah, Casey Affleck's in it. Because I saw this at the theater and this is my first time seeing it. So I haven't seen it in 7 years. Mm. So I was like, Casey Affleck as a cop, depends on what kind of cop. He's in the hood.
Yes.
He's in Atlanta. This is a hood cop. This is not a, New York City rich people or the outskirts of town. No, he's in the hood in Atlanta. And I at first I was like, whatever. I bought him as soon as the scene I think you were referencing with Anthony Mackie in the grocery store.
Yes. Yes. Wait, he locked the door.
Once that went down, I was all right, buy him. I like him. Because he's like, don't try to tell me what you do things differently. He told him if you let this guy walk around, that's on you, bro. I ain't going to do it to me. I also like how the door was locked and Anthony Mackie is like, unlock the door, you idiot.
And my wife laughed at that part too.
I don't know if it was a blooper and they left it in. A part of me wants to think it was a blooper and Anthony Mackie just improv the line. Either way, it was hilarious. Once that scene happened, I was in. I was like, yep, I'm buying him. I love the interactions with the kid, on the street where he just talks to him like normal. Yeah. He doesn't treat him like a piece of crap like everybody else probably does. The kid, he ends up getting information from him. I love how he's kind of solved, putting the pieces together. The hit was on me. I love when he goes to visit him in the hospital. He's talking trash to him. He's got a bullet in his head. Loved it. And like you said, he's a family man. He's by the book. He's gonna do what he gotta do. He ain't scared. He was the one leading the raid in the apartments where he has the shield in front.
That was a cool scene. Yeah.
Great scene. And he's right there in the front. I was like, this is my guy. I also gave him a 4. I liked him. He got he got a little kid. He got a hot wife. Good for him. Very good. I like it. So,
who he reminds me of?
Yeah.
I'm sorry to cut you off. Remind me of Jake from Training Day.
Yeah. That's a good comparison.
Jake wants to do it.
Correct.
Yes. Yeah. He was very by the book, Jake.
I like those kind of cops too in general. I love crooked cop movies, but I like when there's the other one that's like, I'm going to take you down. I'm going to take you down for being bad. Book, I'm with it. So I liked him too. I thought he was very good. Okay. Now villain. So this is a movie. This has another one. Literally everyone else in this movie besides him and Woody Harrelson is bad. They're crooked cops. We got, excuse me, Just Criminals. Chiwetel Ejiofor, Aaron Paul, Norman Reedus. They're just criminals. Although Aaron Paul, turns out, used to be a cop. And then you have Kate Winslet, who's like the head of this Russian Jewish mob family that's in Atlanta. I'm going to go with Chiwetel Ejiofor because he's the one we spend the most time with. It's his story. And of course, his character is named Michael Atwood. So what did you think of our boy Chiwetel Ejiofor?
Okay, he is great. He is great. He is believable. He is the actor is amazing in this movie.
Yes.
The character is a punk bitch, bro. Because I was sitting there with my wife and I'm like, this dude is getting used left and right and he is not seeing it because they're waving his son in his face. And Big Papa Al will not let that go down. I'm like, you shame on me once, shame on me twice. On the third time, my boys are coming after my son. But anyway, I didn't like the way they treated him. But I thought the character was amazing. He is awesome. When they did all the bank robbery stuff, he was pretty cool. I didn't like I said, I didn't like when Kate Winslet's character was punking him around, because to me, it demeanored the character, because it's like he's so tough with his unit. Then when he goes against this like big boss type character, it's like they just bring him down a level to make that character a little bit more bigger. You know what I mean? Not like Gerard Butler, where he walked into like a scene that dude just punked everybody, even the villains in the movie. He was just like, so I don't know. Maybe that's just me. Like, if you're going to have a standard for that character, like, let him continue. Like, even if he's going to punk her and she's going to beat his ass, I'm okay with it. But I mean, they did at the end of the movie, but I was like, to me, it was already too late when they did it. But anyway, I thought he was great. So I gave him the character. I gave him a 4. I thought he was great. Now, I just want to go quick with these guys because they're other bad guys here. Anthony Mackie, to me, I don't believe this dude as an actor. I don't know, man. I know me and you talk about it a lot. And sometimes you agree with me, sometimes you don't. Anthony Mackie, he's good as a supporting role for certain type of movies. To me, in this movie, he's 50-50 where I'm like, wow, he's kind of cool, whatever. But when he goes bad, I'm like, I don't feel like you're a bad guy cop. You're like one of the good guy cop. Like if he was the partner of Casey Affleck, I was like, okay, that is pretty cool. When he's the tough guy, I'm like, I don't believe that much. Aaron Paul was awesome, but he looked like the Breaking Bad character in this movie. Yeah, so
that's what my buddy said too. He's like, this just plays the same guy every time.
Exactly. So I was just like, okay, this Norman Reedus was, for me, he was cool, but they wasted him mad quick. I kind of liked him, and I was like,
would have been cool if he was in the movie more.
Exactly. He remind me of the Boondock Saints. Is that him?
Yeah.
I liked him in those type of movies. Yeah. So they wasted his character quick, trying to see Gail Godot. Oh my God. There's not even much you can see.
Enough said.
Yeah, enough said with that one. Then they had the Spanish guy, which
Clifton Collins. Collins.
He's really good in
the
role.
I love that guy.
Yeah, he's really good. So you knew he was going to change. And I think that's pretty much it from everybody in the whole game.
Kate Winslet.
I thought she was good, but I was envisioning another actress in that role because I'd never seen Kate as, like, I'm going to be honest, besides Titanic, I haven't seen her much in other movies. Like, I know.
She does a lot of Oscar dramas.
Yeah, like those drama, like the Queen of England type movies. Like, you're like, oh, okay. Yeah. Like, so I was envisioning, and I don't know if you agree with me, I was thinking the lady from The Mummy, Rachel Weisz, in the role.
Rachel Weisz, yeah.
Because I was like, she fit more because she did more of the action type movies. But Kate Winslet was pretty good. I'm not going to say she wasn't. Actually, she was pretty good.
Or you know what? Someone a little older, even like Ellen Barkin.
I don't
know if you know the name, but Ellen Barkin, she was in the TV show Animal Kingdom, and she was like the head of the crime.
Okay.
She could have done it. I don't know if she could do an accent, but
I'm not saying that Kate Winslet was bad. I thought she was really good. It was just, for me, it was very out of place because I never seen her in these type of movies. So for me, it was just a one time watching. I'm like, wow, okay. I can see where she is. Because she was in the one with the virus, and then she died. She
Contagion.
Was the agent. Contagion. Yeah. I thought she was really good as an FBI agent, to be honest with you. But all right. So with that said, I gave her 4. But running down on every other bad guys, that was a great ensemble. They were all good.
You know what? I second everything ahead, so I'm just going to do a quick rundown. Villains, I gave a 4 because there's a million of them. Chiwetel Ejiofor, I love that guy. I loved him in Four Brothers, where he was Victor Sweet. I loved him. I just like him as an actor. I always think he's good in every single thing. So they casted the right guy. I understand what you're saying, but in a way, at least they made it believable by making it a thing with there's a son involved, like a kid involved. Let's say he had no kid, and that's still happening, then it's like, you're a punk. Yeah. But, you know, I kind of understand it. My main issue, and definitely keeps him from a 5, is the way he dies.
Yes. Oh my God.
Unceremonious, to be honest. So didn't love that, but overall thought he was great. Clifton Collins. Listen, that guy is one of the best like character actors. He's always a small role. He's never the lead, but he's good in every single thing he's in. And he's always some kind of Mexican guy or Hispanic guy that's like bad, but he's always good every single time. So I like him a lot. Aaron Paul, 100% agree with you. I don't care for him in this movie. I think he's a solid actor, but he's too whiny and beat up all the time. Like for a guy who's a criminal and also was a cop, you would imagine he'd be a little bit more like tougher. He's not. Norman Reedus was about to be amazing in this movie because he is like, he's like the technology guy. He got all the radios, you know, he's the planner. He comes up with the plans when his brother's like, you know, he would have found a way to do this without having to kill a cop. That made me be like, I wish he was around. And he died. I get it, though. It did work for the story, but I wish he didn't. Anthony Mackie. I think we feel the same way about this guy. All the muscles in the world can't make you seem tough. He does not seem tough to me. I'm okay with him as a good guy, honestly, because I don't think he's a bad actor, but I find him as like kind of the funny, you know, good guy. I do not buy him as the cop that's going to go beat the dude up outside the strip club and throw him down the stairs and then put a hit on his partner. And like, I agree with you. I think he's a good actor. He's the most miscast out of everybody. I kind of love that they got Kate Winslet to play this role because you're right. It is so not the role you would think for Kate Winslet, the two-time Oscar winner. And she's this Russian mob wife who wants to get her husband out of jail. But they're Jewish. Also, they're also Jewish, which is cool. It's a Jewish mafia. I don't know. They need to be in more movies because it's always like Italian people. I thought it was pretty neat. And then Gal Gadot's her hot sister. So she's great. She's only in like three scenes, but they're great. So I think as a whole, a lot of bad people doing a lot of bad stuff. Most of them work. Aaron Paul and Anthony Mackie, not so much. Chiwetel Ejiofor is very, very, very good in this. And I liked it. Okay, action.
Okay, so there's not much action in this movie. You think there is because it's a bank robbery. Like they did the little bank robbery at the end when they had to go to the defense system to the Department
of
Defense.
It's like a security building thing.
Yeah, that was pretty fast. That wasn't even like, it didn't take that. That was pretty quick. The bank heist was one. I think they did one bank heist.
Is the bank heist at the beginning and then the car chase. And then there's the apartment scene, the whole apartment complex scene and shootout. And then there's the one at the end that you're talking about. And then like there's a couple of bullets after that, but nothing like.
Yeah, it wasn't like all crazy.
Yeah.
But I like the way I like the way it was executed. It makes the movie feel real. Like I love the scene of them going into the building and Casey Affleck is directing them which way to go, like the SWAT. You've never seen that whole SWAT stuff. Like, I mean, we do a lot of action movies. We don't get much of that. So with that said, I kind of like it unique. I gave it a 5 because I kind of like the way the director knew what he was doing. And that bank heist was all that beginning scene was awesome to kick off the movie with the bank, the money popping off and you see the red smoke coming out. Yeah, I thought that was all pretty cool. And yeah, so I gave it a 5.
Okay, so I gave it a 4 because of the first thing you said. Like, there's not a lot, but it's very well done. I love some good street level scary. This is like scary action where it's like that scene is scary when they're in the apartment because they don't know where the dude is. They got to keep clearing the, you know, clear, go around the corner. They're all following him behind the shield. And then, you know, and then there's the foot chase and this dude when he slides in the fence. That was sick.
Oh.
That little cutout. He's like, it's like a baseball slide right there.
And then he got pinned?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And then Anthony Mackie got stuck. I was like, good for you, you idiot. Yeah. So that shootout, though, was scary because it was like, dang, that would be a real, it seemed realistic. I like realistic action. The heist at the beginning, great. The scene with the smoke, the car chase, everything about it. Really enjoyed it. And then, yeah, and then there's nothing. It's a story-driven movie for the most part. Story and character. So I still gave it a 4, though. I think it's very good and very well executed. You're right. John Hillcoat knows how to direct. And I thought it was intense. It wasn't a lot and it wasn't, you know, over the top, but it was intense when it happened. So yeah, I give it a 4. You give it a 5. All right, storyline.
Oh, and then we forgot the scene that he was the mark in the room.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah,
that was pretty intense because he was like, "Where are you?"
And that dude just comes running out of nowhere.
That was a pretty intense scene there. Yeah. Storyline. Okay, look, this is where it hurts the movie, and I'm going to be honest with you, man. The movie, like that's what I was saying in the beginning, where the movie has a lot of great actors in it, and you could have all of these people could have been Oscar award winning movie actors, but the movie is just going to fall in one flaw, and that is storyline. Mm. There is 20,000 slub plots in this movie. I hope I said it right. I think it's still applause. 20,000. Yeah. 20,000 of them, bro. Like, I mean, yeah. If we had a whiteboard, I think we could have did like a top 20 subplots from this film because it was so much weaving and turning and people are turning against this guy and that guy and this guy betrays. Almost everyone betrayed each other except Casey Affleck. Like,
yeah.
Everyone turned on each other. I think that's the big, so for me, when it comes to heist movies, you can't have so much subplots in them. Just give us, you're going to take the bank, you can do the money. It is what it is. Once you start to throw more plot after more plot after more plot, it starts to take away from like enjoying the film because you're like, oh shit. Like, and it, okay, my thing also is like, okay, it does take away from the film, but it starts to go, okay, is this guy going to turn on this guy? When is he going to do that? Then is this guy going to turn on this guy? Like, then it starts to question like who the hell is really good or bad, which I wouldn't mind because it's like that suspense of like, oh, who's going to get who? Who's going to shoot who? Like at the end of the movie, I didn't know like the cop guy was going to shoot him. But when he did, I was like, what the fuck? Like not everyone is killing each other for a bag of money. And then at the end of the movie, Woody Harrelson kills that guy. So it's like, it's way too much. It reminded me of The Departed. Remember how The Departed, which is a great film. I'm not saying it's a horrible movie.
I know what you're talking about.
It's a mass subplot.
They all start shooting each other.
Yeah, it's my ass subplot. Like I haven't seen it in years, which I hope we get to cover it again and rewatch it. But it reminds me of that type of movie. It was just like, holy hell, it was just back to back to back. And for me, it took away from me from enjoying this movie a lot. And Anthony Mackie too, because you know, that scene that you're going, oh man, he's going to let his friend die, which that's the whole point of the movie. 999 is a code for cops getting killed. So I was like, oh, okay. They're going to do the 999. He's like, you're the mark. And the dude, and people should, first of all, I don't know if you agree with me in that scene. Very confusing. Because once he said, you're the mark. And he's like, put the gun down. Just all of a sudden, the shots started shooting all over the place. I'm like, who shoot who? Like Casey Affleck didn't shoot. And then you saw the Mexican guy run out the door. And I'm like, when the hell did he shoot? Like, it was very, like the editing was way off in that
scene. It was dark. That's the problem. He came running out the dark in the back shooting. And then you get a 1 second glimpse of him. That's why. It's just too dark.
It was way too much. It was way too much. And I was just like, okay, this is way. And I told my wife, this is way too much. And it took me out the film. So I gave it a 2 for decent, the storyline. I gave it a 2.
Okay. I hear everything you're saying. I agree with most of what you said. So I'm going to try to, without going into the subplots, I'm going to try to explain if you've never seen this movie.
Because there's too many subplots.
I'm not even getting into one subplot. I'm just going to give you the main plot, okay? Because even that is like, it's a lot.
Too much.
So you have Chiwetel Ejiofor. He is the head of this group of criminals, 2 of which are police officers and the other 3 are criminals. He has to do jobs for this Russian mob lady because that is his son's aunt. So she kind of controls the kid. And if he wants to get his kid, he got to do these jobs. And then he wants to get out and have his life. Okay. We pick up where they're at that point where he's like trying to get out towards the end. Okay. You have Casey Affleck. He's a cop. He's new in town. His uncle's Woody Harrelson. He's like an older cop that's been there for a long time. Okay. And he comes into town. He becomes partners with one of the crooked cops. Okay. Then they have this last heist that they have to do. The last heist involves a diversion. So that's where the title comes from, 999, because the plan is they're going to kill Casey Affleck so that all the cops go there and then the other people can go steal the hard drive without getting caught. That's like the basic plot, and even that took a long time to explain. So Alex is right. On top of that, then there's 63 subplots of Aaron Paul's character and Casey Affleck. And also, I was like, why the heck? I agree with Aaron Paul. Why the heck they picked this guy? Why they picked this partner who, you know, he's by the book. You know, you hate him just because he's talked to you that way in the group. Pick some random nobody, you know, cop. Don't pick the guy whose uncle is like a veteran. It was a weird choice. So there's a lot of script stuff that I agree with you. I think the base premise is cool. I like the idea of the movie. I think it's mostly good, but yeah, you're right. It's the weakest part of this movie. Should have been, well, with a cast like that, it's hard to be like the best part of the movie, but it should have been better. I gave it a 3. I wasn't as down as you. I think it's good. I'm a sucker for these kind of movies anyway, so I knew I was going to be a little bit more lenient because I just love cops and robbers, but I agree with you. I think at times there's too much going on, and it doesn't hurt. Like the runtime is good. The pacing is good, but there's just so much, like even the stuff when he goes to visit Michael K. Williams, who's like a lady, he dresses like a trans or something, and he's like talking with him to give him the information about how he got the information from the girl, and they make it seem like this girl's gonna be, but then they never really show like the girl giving the information. It's just like, yeah, they did, they gave me the information, and then I don't know, it almost feels like it could have been 20 minutes longer and it would have been more fleshed out, but then who knows, there might have been 87 subplots. So I give it a 3. You gave it a 2. What is your overall?
Okay, overall, I give it a 3. I thought it was good. I wanted to give it a higher score, but my problem was the subplots. It was just way too much. Mm-hmm. And I enjoy this cast. Like, I wouldn't mind seeing them in other films, except for Anthony Mackie. But, like, I know he's Captain America, but except I'm like...
I would love to see everybody do more movies except Anthony Mackie. Keep him away from me.
You know what's funny? Like, when you were talking about, like, he plays good guys, right? Like, he's better as a good guy.
Yeah.
I started to think, like, oh, you know what? He would be a perfect Axel Foley for a Beverly Hills cop. Like
he's the son more of that Eddie Murphy. Vibe. Yes. I agree.
Exactly.
Other than that, goofy. I'm like, but he's fit. You know, he could be a cop.
Yeah. I don't view him as other. But anyway.
Not the top guy.
Again, too many subplots. I think everything else is fine. I like Cassie Affleck in the role. Like, I wish he did more cop roles like this. Mm-hmm. More movies. I don't know if he did. I don't follow his filmography. Like his brother. Other than that, I thought it was a slam dunk. Oh, and I didn't even talk about it. I like when he blew up Kate Winslet.
Oh, yeah. With a little toy?
Yeah, I thought that was like so awesome. I thought that was good to get her back. I was like, that's with C4 too. I was like, oof, you ain't gonna identify that, buddy. Nope. So, all right, I give it a 3.
I agree. I gave it a 3. And we started off so strong. Great cast, great lead, great villains, really good action. And then the story is, it's, for me, it was good, but it makes the whole affair like less than it could have been. There's two flaws, the storyline overall and the end. I don't like the last 15 minutes of this movie.
I agree.
Like, yeah. The loose ends, like everyone's just killed. Just shoot them. Like, instead of actually doing something where they're tying up loose ends or really putting it together. So like, okay, for example, Casey Affleck, once he figures out what's going on, he's at the hospital. He goes in there. He tells Anthony Mackie's freaking sleeping body, I know you did it, you piece of crap. You're laying there. You put a stupid bullet in your head. I'm paraphrasing. I don't remember what he said, but something like that. He knows. He knows that he's the one who put the hit on him, right? And then he leaves the room. That's it. He leaves the room. Anthony Mackie, I mean, you would assume, you know, it'll be a whole thing of when he comes out of it, he'll get, but who knows?
When the cop came in and he goes, right. I need you to come to me to
he comes to get him. Cop. I mean, there's no resolution other than that dude's laying there with the bullet in his head. Maybe he'll die. Maybe he won't. Clifton Collins comes in and you're like, this guy, he was actually going to get away with everything. He got the money. He's going to go. He goes in his car. Freaking him and Woody Harrelson do a Han Solo. Shoot each other. They shoot each other. Right?
Guido.
He's Guido and he's Han and who knows who shot, but they both shot each other. So, and then the movie ends in the car with Woody Harrelson. Like,
yeah, he died.
And then it ends.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what the hell? That's the ending? So you assume he died probably. Well, they're at a hospital. He should be able to live. That's get him out the car. They're at in a parking garage. Anyway, Kate Winslet gets blown to smithereens. I like that she got blown up. I wish it was shot differently. Like, they show the toy blinking and then in the distance you see a fireball.
They couldn't afford it.
That was it. And then he drives past it. So that was, it was satisfying and unsatisfying. And then Chiwetel Ejiofor, after all this, he just gets shot in the car. Pop, 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 dead. So I don't love the end of the third act. And so that's why I gave it a 3. If it had a better ending and that all, this all comes back to story. So the story is really what affects it the most. So I gave it a 3. You gave it a 3. What's your total points?
18 out of a 25.
We got the same exact score. I also have an 18 out of a 25. It's a good movie. It is, but it could have been an amazing movie. And instead it's just good. And it's also good for a lot of other elements besides like the plot. You know what I mean? So anyway, not a bad start to Cops and Robbers Month.
It's not at all. And it's funny. It reminded me of Den of Thieves, but Den of Thieves was way better. It didn't have all those subplots and nothing. It was just street bank heist.
Yeah. Yeah. The comparison is appropriate. Now, next week, I don't know if you've seen this movie, but we got another one with a cast full of people you've seen before. I don't know if this month is going to have all these good casts, but we got a little, I'll name some of the people that are in this movie. We got Common. Okay. We got Naomi Harris, Terry Crews, Cedric the Entertainer, Jay Moore, little Hugh Laurie. I don't know if you watch House, but Hugh Laurie, he was House.
I know who he is. Yeah.
All right. We got Chris Evans, another captain, the real Captain America. Okay. Your boy, Lazy Eye, Forrest Whitaker, and Keanu Reeves in a little movie called Street Kings. Have you ever seen Street Kings? It is directed by David Ayer. So, I don't know if you like David Ayer, Suicide Squad, writer of Training Day, End of Watch.
I saw Sabotage.
Sabotage, Fury.
That was good.
Yep. Street Kings, David Ayer directing it. So we got a lot of people in that movie, Alex. Street Kings, that is going to be our next one. Keanu Reeves, John Wick. This was pre-John Wick. I think it was like 2008. So no John Wick movies had existed yet. But The Matrix, he was already Keanu Reeves. Okay, so we'll see how that goes. That's our next movie. And of course, Hunt for Red October. Those are going to be our next two, starting a new franchise. And Evan from Pop Culture 33 will be joining us for both episodes.
Okay, all right. That's pretty cool. So
two very different movies. We got a submarine CIA movie, and we got a crooked cop LA cop movie.
And we got to remember, Sean Connery is in Red Hunt for October.
That's right. Sean Connery and Alec Baldwin versus Keanu Reeves and Forrest Whitaker next week. Tag team. Forrest
Whitaker. All right, guys. You guys want to follow us? Oh my God. You take this. You are the Black Panther.
You are Jin Erso. Take it from me. Let me up the sand.
Oh, what did he say? Take my hand, child.
Take my hand. And you, I know you. Go to the gobbly, the car flat. Or whatever that thing is. That thing that eats your memories.
Oh my God. Oh, all right. You guys want to follow us on our social media accounts? Please follow Nate over on Instagram at Nateflix Reviews. He goes live every other Monday at 9 p.m. Eastern at Nateflix Reviews on Instagram. Now, check out the podcast with him and his friends called Nateflix Movie Reviews, anywhere you listen to your podcast from. And of course, Action Movie Guys, you guys can follow us on Instagram at Geeks and Flicks. Official website, www.geeksandflicks.com. Other than that, he is your host,
Nate from Nateflix Reviews.
I'm his co-host, Alex Figueroa. Be awesome to each other and geek out.